Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Dean, I can't wait to hear this. Dave Chappelle's attacker explaining why he did it.
The New York Post talked to this guy whose name is Isaiah Lee. He's facing misdemeanor charges for storming the stage a couple of weeks ago at the Hollywood Bowl. He told the New York Post that he found Chappelle's jokes about the LGBTQ community and jokes about homelessness offensive, and said, "I wanted him to know next time he should consider first running his material by people it could affect before he tells the jokes on stage." This guy was carrying a fake gun that had a retractable knife in it, but he said he never intended on taking it out. He never intended on harming anybody. He remains in jail and is also charged with stabbing his roommate. Also, by the way.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Let's see who saw what at the movies over the weekend.
Most people went to see the Doctor Strange movie. Mm-hmm. It remains the number one movie in the United States. It took in $83 million. That adds to its total now of $803 million. After that, it was the new Downton Abbey movie, A New Era, coming in second, followed by The Bad Guys, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and this new horror movie that's out called Men.
Let's get to the Kardashian news du jour. Yeah, what do we got?
This is a repeat story. I've done this story at least three or four times. This time they say they really mean it. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker got married. You've heard this before. This time they did have a big wedding, a big reception at a villa in Portofino, Italy. Absolutely gorgeous Portofino. They had legally tied the knot at a courthouse in Santa Barbara in front of a few witnesses about a week or so ago. And then last April, right after the Grammy Awards, they got married in front of an Elvis impersonator in Las Vegas. So the third time, hopefully, is the charm for them. It's a beautiful wedding. They posted pictures, and you know, all the necessary Kardashians were all there, and everybody looked beautiful. So congrats to them.
You know, I over the years, when I'd be flipping around, I'd watch maybe a couple of seconds of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But I'm told that this new series is really better. Have you seen any of it?
I have not. I pride myself in never having seen any of Keeping the Kardashians or this new whatever this new series. I'm sure there are some K words in the title. I have no idea. In what way do you think it's better?
Well, let's see. I heard who was telling me that they did one episode where Kim is preparing for her Saturday Night Live appearance. Oh. And Amy Schumer is counseling her on what to do, what to say. Oh. She's giving her some comedy lessons. And that sounded kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's better than, from what I understand, was, yeah, you know, the previous series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe in a weak moment I'll check it up based on your recommendation.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards, and Saturday Night Live was interesting. I saw Kate McKinnon appeared to be going up in some sort of outer space contraption.
Yes. It was her final appearance, so they wrote a sketch for her where she's abducted by aliens and taken on the spaceship off of Earth. But
she was a little emotional, wasn't she?
It was actually really kind of sweet. She said goodbye. It was her final episode. It was Pete Davidson's final episode, Adi Bryant's final episode, and Kyle Mooney's final episode. I can't remember the last time that four cast members all signed off at the same time. But they had, like, you know, little moments for each one of them. We've got Pete Davidson's farewell from the Weekend Update. And this is the scene that Bob's talking about with Kate McKinnon being abducted by aliens.
I love you. Thanks for letting me stay a while. Well, I'm going to miss you, Pete.
Oh, well, thanks, Colin, even though I know it says that on your cue card. You've been like an older brother to me in that, you know, in the way that my mom openly loves you more than she does Pete. And I appreciate SNL always having my back and allowing me to work on myself and grow. And, you know, thank you to Lorne for never giving up on me or, you know, judging me, even when, like, everyone else was. And for believing in me and allowing me to have a place that, like, I could call home with the memories that will last a lifetime. So thank you, guys.
Really nice. He mentioned Kanye West in his goodbye. He's currently dating Kanye's estranged or former wife, Kim Kardashian. Mentioned Ariana Grande, to whom he was engaged after only 2 weeks of dating. He spent 8 years on the show. Kyle Mooney, 9 years. And both Kate McKinnon and Edie Bryant, 10 years on Saturday Night Live. These are all fantastic, really signature performers. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what's left of the show when it comes back in the fall.
Are all those people doing movies? Is that what's
mostly
happening?
Yeah, mostly that's the case. Mm-hmm. Edie Bryant has a series, a streaming series that she's been a part of. And Davidson has done both movies and streaming services. Kyle Mooney is involved in some animated projects. So we definitely have not seen the last of any of them. But, you know, SNL's going into their 48th season now. What, you know, how do they keep it fresh?
We've seen a lot of Harry Styles lately, and Mick Jagger has been commenting on this, hasn't he?
Well, because a lot of people have been comparing Harry Styles, formerly of One Direction, with Mick Jagger because of his dance moves, because of his colorful outfits, because of some of his physical attributions that he does when he's performing on stage. But Jagger was interviewed by the Sunday Times in London and said he doesn't see the comparison. He said, I had a much more androgynous look. His voice is not like mine. Jagger said he does not move like I move on stage. Said there are some superficial resemblances to my younger self, but that's about where it ends. Mm-hmm. Jagger is 78 years old now, so you know, you want to argue with the man? I'm not going to argue with the man.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He says I don't act like him. If I don't move like Jagger, then I'm gonna believe what he says.
Tell us about Ricky Martin and this new series for him.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. Ricky Martin has been kind of veering off into acting more than singing. He was part of that American Crime Story anthology, The Assassination of Gianni Versace, but now he's been added as the lead male actor in a new Apple TV comedy that's called Mrs. American Pie. He will co-star with Kristen Wiig and Allison Janney and Laura Dern for this new project, which is supposed to be a 10-part comedy piece about a woman attempting to be part of Palm Beach High Society. So that's all we know about the project right now, but there are a lot of good names attached to it. And you know what? Ricky Martin's a good actor. He's you know, he's more than just living La Vida Loca, that's for sure.
No doubt. I'm so glad that I figured out that whole Apple Plus deal. And I think I'm all caught up and up to date with all the streaming services now.
I was very worried about you for a while. This was around the beginning of the pandemic. I thought, Bob is never going to survive this pandemic if we can't get him on some of these streaming services.
Yeah, I hope there's no more for a while. Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you then.